Where's the beat?
There it is! Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. The second time in a row.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Bacon Smiles podcast. Love it.
What
love
just
it.
Happened?
My tongue got stuck to the roof of my mouth.
What did you say last time?
Oh, I can talk. As always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend,
Evan Shaw Mumford.
At Bacon Smiles Ministry,
no right to joke, because I stumble over my words all the time.
I'm stumbling on the first word of the podcast. I can't say welcome. Welcome to the here podcast.
Just end up sounding like a Swedish chef or something.
Oh, that's too good.
Everyone just tuned out of our live streams.
We'd need people to tune into our live streams for them to tune out of our live streams. Well, we actually had some really positive feedback from our live stream last time, and we had a lot of hearts on Periscope.
Oh, it was
We had some feedback on the Facebook Live. So
continued onto my Facebook, timeline.
Yeah, me too.
Some of the remarks of the pineapple pizza.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to get into that. Last podcast definitely opened up some debate about pineapple on pizza, which made me think that a good topic for this podcast would be what's odd about your eating habits and my eating habits.
Are you talking about food or if people chew with their mouth open? Because I think we'd rather talk about the food than chewing with your mouth open.
Yeah, what's something like something that you eat or something that you don't eat that's odd about you. And then you had a service project recently with
Jennifer
your fiance.
And I both worked together on Saturday.
Yeah, awesome. You got some new hot music coming out. And today's gospel is Matthew 7:7-12.
Okay.
Our saint of the day, Saint Francis of Rome, named Francis.
Okay.
Pretty awesome story
there. A lot
of
Saint Francis is out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Multiple different spellings as well.
Right. Just keeping you on your toes.
And then we're going to end with the news of the weird.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we're going to get dragged into this food topic.
Yes. I'm interested to see where this will go.
All right. So last time, pineapple on pizza.
Yeah. And who is looking to ban? Who joked about banning that? That was the president of Iceland, right?
Yes. The president of Iceland would ban pineapple on pizza if he could. If he had the authority.
Right. And it's funny because I heard a lot about it in the news after we were talking about it.
Yeah.
So apparently a lot of people are checking out our Periscope.
That must have been what it was.
That's what I'm assuming. But a lot of people were making it sound like he was definitely going to do it. I'm pretty sure he said that in jest.
He said, I'm not in the business of making laws. So.
Right.
But if I could, this would be
He was talking to a bunch of high schoolers because someone just asked, what's your opinion on pineapple on pizza? And he's just like, oh, I'd ban it. He was just making light about the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. But pineapple does not belong on pizza.
Well, I could say otherwise.
And you would be wrong, sir.
Okay.
Sometimes this has
continued onto my Facebook wall. So.
Sometimes there has to be people who are right in a situation and those like you who are wrong. anybody who wants to put a sweet fruit on their pizza is not my friend. So how do you feel about that?
Well, you're still inviting me into your bedroom, so your spare bedroom. So, yeah.
All right, that took a turn.
Your spare bedroom. I forgot to add that spare part.
I think it's a texture thing. Like, it's just I don't want fruit.
See, what's always interesting to me is when I have the pizza with pineapple on it, and it's been taken out of the oven, but the pineapple's still cool. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, because it's not natural. That's the problem. If something comes out of a 400 degree oven and it's still cold, you probably should not eat that.
Well. I could say a lot about you because before we started this podcast, you were talking about your feelings on dessert.
Yeah. So here's the thing, and this is it. Kind of goes into our next topic of what's odd about you. So, like, and Evan was like, "What's something odd you eat that other people don't eat?" And I don't know. I don't think I have much of that. I'll pretty much try anything, but I don't like dessert. You actually gotta say like.
I know. People aren't seeing this unless they're watching the stream.
He's shaking his head at me in disgust. Without words.
I'm actually without words. How can you not like not ice cream, no cake?
Well, see, ice cream. I like vanilla ice cream.
Okay.
And I like vanilla based ice cream. So if you give me a good vanilla caramel swirl. Great. I will eat that. If you come at me with some mint chocolate chip, I will throw it at you.
What about cake? What about cake?
No.
No
cake? Unless it's ice cream cake, but
see,
only
Trek,
vanilla.
They say everybody loves cake.
No, not
How
me.
How can you not love cake?
Ice cream cake. But I also. But here's the thing. I don't like chocolate ice cream. So if it's one
so
of
you
those,
can't have chocolate cake?
No, I don't like it. I don't like chocolate cake, but you know how sometimes you'll get an ice cream cake and the top half will be vanilla and the bottom half will be chocolate?
You just eat the top half.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Why
what about cannolis? Have you ever tried cannolis?
I have, and I don't like them. They're too sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, trust me. Yeah, Eva's entire family does not understand me at all. Trust me.
Now, is it just because you didn't have any as a kid? Was this something that, you know, your parents just didn't have around and you just never...
No, there was plenty of, there was plenty of sweets and snacks and
so
stuff.
So you're just odd from the start.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just born this way. Yeah. As Lady Gaga would say. Yeah, I mean, I like, you know, the occasional chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
But I won't go out of my way for it.
Yeah.
And there's like some amazing bakers in my family, and of course in Eva's family as well. Her sister bakes for Silk City Coffee.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know why. I'm not a huge sweets fan. I am not chubby because I like sugary foods. you put a good fried food in front of me, and
yeah,
I will
I've
eat
it. I've seen
it
at the Big E. I've seen it at the Big E.
Oh, they will fry anything at the Big E. If you like fried food, the Eastern State Exposition is the place for you. I like using the official name.
Yeah.
But how about you? What's
So I can't really think of anything at this time that I like any weird fads I'm into right now, but I do remember in middle school, going through one of those weird phases, and I think a lot of kids in that age group do that, where it's just trying to experiment and kind of shock people.
Yeah.
But I'd go into the cafeteria, get some ketchup packets, and just put ketchup on things that ketchup just does not belong on.
Like what?
So I'd put it on top of the pizza, like the little round pizza that you get in the hot lunch line. I'd put ketchup on that, add a little extra sauce to it.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah. I don't ask me to explain it. I don't do it anymore. I'm above it now. But that was something I did. Sometimes I'd mix it in with my peaches.
Peaches?
And, yeah, my sliced peaches. I'd add a little bit of ketchup, a little bit of flavor to it. No more. I quickly grew out of that.
So, wait a minute. So, number one.
Be careful. You just said you do not like ice cream.
No, I like ice cream.
You like vanilla
I don't
ice cream.
Like
you don't like
chocolate
dessert.
Ice cream.
Right.
So, here's the thing. You had peaches for lunch?
Well, it was one of the sides. One of the fruits that you have with your lunch.
I don't even recall eating fruits with my lunch. I was probably the kid who always gave away my fruit salad. The little fruit cups.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
fruit
yeah.
cocktail cups. So what else did you eat at lunch with ketchup?
So... well, mostly when I was in hot lunch, I would get the little containers of the grapes, and once in a while, I'd dip that in ketchup, too. Again, I don't do that anymore. That was a weird, weird phase in my life, and I'm very happy to put that behind me.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
I probably
wouldn't be with Jen if I was still doing that. She would bail out
you,
of that
I mean, you
so
go
fast.
Through a lot of ketchup. Just imagine if you just ate ketchup with everything. Eva eats with no condiments. She is not
really?
A fan of condiments.
Okay. Which is fine, you know, because if you put too much condiments on, you just lose a taste of the actual food.
Okay. Okay, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Sandwich. Mm-hmm. Say turkey and cheese. Mm-hmm. Are you a mayonnaise or mustard guy?
Ketchup.
No way. That's not a thing.
Ketchup. Ketchup is the only condiment I go to.
Wait a minute. So you put ketchup on like a turkey and cheese sandwich?
Yeah.
Or do you just eat it without anything?
Bit, just a little bit. A little bit of ketchup. Not a whole lot.
Ketchup.
Yeah.
I mean, ketchup is good. I'll eat it on a hot dog, on a hamburger. You know what? I won't. I do not dip French fries into ketchup.
Really?
I enjoy some French fries, right? But I like them on their own. A little salt, a little pepper.
See, I never understood the people that put the ketchup, pile it on top of the French fries.
Oh, soggy. You get soggy. You want your crispy French fries.
I'm not friends with any of those people.
Well, you don't have to worry about that, because I do not put ketchup
on. Good,
I'm a huge fan of hot sauce on just about anything.
Okay.
How do you feel about hot sauce?
I can believe that. I like the milder stuff, but yeah.
Milder?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm working my way up. A couple of years ago, I couldn't take it, but I'm working my way up slowly. I'm getting more adventurous.
Slowly but surely, like, becoming immune to the poison.
Right.
Princess Bride. Hopefully someone gets that reference.
MJ does. So we'd love to know, you know, as we could go on about this all day.
Oh, absolutely.
What weird habits do you have when it comes to decorating your food or what food you don't like to eat? And you can let us know by email.
Yeah, email steve@baconsmiles.org. Or, of course, you can post it on our wall at Bacon Smiles Ministry on Facebook, at _BaconSmiles on Twitter, at BaconSmiles on Periscope, at stevie.pt on Twitter, all that stuff. You can find me. Go to the website, baconsmiles.org.
Or text message if you know us personally.
Yeah, absolutely. there's a contact form on the website. We'd love to hear from you. We get some emails from time to time, and we try to bring up the topics that are mentioned on there. So yeah, absolutely. I'd love to hear what's the weird thing that you eat, or the thing that people think you're weird because you don't eat. Like mine is dessert, because apparently people think that I'm tremendously weird for not eating dessert.
Well, see, as a kid, I always told my parents that, you know, after when I was getting close to finishing my dinner and there were still a lot of portions on my plate, they'd say, well, you gotta finish it all in order to have dessert. And I'd say, look, you always have room for dessert. You don't always have room for your whole supper, but you always have that second stomach for dessert that's just held aside for that cake or that ice cream. That was my belief back then, and I think it's still scientifically correct.
I actually don't think that's correct.
All right. Well, I'd like to hear your input on that, too. So let us know by email, Facebook.
If you think Evan is correct with his dual stomach theory. Awesome. All right. Speaking of food.
Food, yes.
Yeah. You did a service project.
Yeah. So I helped out with Jennifer's class because they went to do a service project at Bushnell Park in Hartford.
Okay.
And we did it on the coldest day so far in 2017, where it was just freezing. Wind was blowing really hard. But it was cool because this ministry does a church service outside. They're kind of like a church without walls, where they'll go downtown Hartford, right into the Bushnell Park area, right by the carousel, and they hold Mass right there. And basically, a lot of people in the community know about it. A lot of people in need know about it. So what happens is they'll come out, and they normally get a few other organizations to help out, this church group. So St. Bart's was one of the groups that came, and we were with a bunch of high schoolers who just made a whole line, and they were making sandwiches before the service
at
St. Bart's. And then we brought all the material over. We brought over the snacks. We bagged it all up. And then once the Mass was over, we lined everything up. Everybody came up in line. We started handing out toiletries. We started handing out bagged lunches and drinks and snacks. And for a freezing day as it was, I did not hear one high schooler complain. They were shivering, you know, which was understandable. Yeah. But they were excited to be there. They thought, this is cool. It's nice to be able to see this from a different perspective. And our youth minister, Steve, said afterwards, he said, you know, this is a nice reminder, too, that, you know, yeah, it was really cool what we were able to do. It was really cold, but it was really cool. But then he said, but at the same time, you got to get into your hot cars afterwards and drive home.
Absolutely. And then you think about the people who don't have the ability to get into a hot anything, a warm vehicle, a warm home.
They just got to keep moving, just walking around trying to find something.
Yeah, and try to huddle up for warmth or find a place that has, you know, maybe a steam vent or something just to warm their hands. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing when our kids can experience that and not take for granted everything that they have in their lives. So that's really awesome that you got to experience that.
Yeah, and
this was the first year that we did that particular service project. So I'm really glad that it went well and you guys seemed to get a lot out of it.
Yeah, yeah. So it was really cool. We were talking with some of the coordinators and just, you know, hearing what they do. And they do this all year round, regardless of the weather. So even if it's raining or it's snowing or anything, hey, the mask goes on. You know, we're still going to have the service and help the people in need.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome.
So yeah, it was a nice opportunity to do that.
New things in music?
New things in music, yeah. So a couple new albums came out this past weekend that are worth checking out. Laura Story, a lot of people know her song Blessings. She just put out a new project called Open Hands, which the title track, she does a collaboration with Mac Powell of Third Day.
Okay.
So some Christian radio stations are playing it. WJMJ plays it on Sunday afternoons. Great song. Darlene Check, who used to sing with Hillsong United, she has a new project out called Here I Am, Send Me. And then rock band, I think you were at the Soul Fest where these guys performed, Fireflight.
Oh, yeah.
They just released a new EP called Reimaginova.
Reimaginova?
Yes.
Okay.
So that came out this past weekend. Upcoming this weekend is Aaron Schust. He's releasing a live project called Love Made Away. Also, Mandisa, who hasn't released anything in the last couple of years, she's releasing a new single on iTunes and digital stores called Unfinished. Some stations are playing it right now. Very, very catchy.
Okay.
And
awesome.
Then, Praise and Worship fans, Greg Sykes is coming out with an EP called Reverse. That is coming out this weekend as well.
Awesome. Awesome.
So a lot of great tunes. And if you're ever looking for something, always go to iTunes. And in iTunes, you can do a genre search. And if you pull up the Christian music tab, I'm always finding new songs and stuff like that through the charts, you know, and they always have stuff on sale, too.
Okay, awesome.
Steve's flipping through the Bible, getting to our verse of the day. It's Mark?
No, it's Matthew.
Matthew,
that's
right.
This doesn't seem correct.
Matthew 7?
Yeah, Matthew 7, verses
7 through 12.
Yes, and that's today's gospel. Oh, went past. There we go. I feel like it adds effect that flipping, that you can hear it. You feel it? It's natural. All right, so Jesus said to the apostles, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks, receives. And for the one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asked for a loaf of bread? Or a snake when he asked for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him?" The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Actually, this is a pretty awesome scripture because it just talks about the love of God, and it also references it to the love of fathers on earth for their sons. And it kind of just kind of says how we think about love on earth and we can't even compare it to the love that God has for us.
Mm-hmm.
Fathers love their children And children know that their parents love them, and they can feel that love, and they can see it in the actions and in the emotions of their parents. But God loves you 100 times more than that, 1,000 times. It is unmeasurable how much more God loves you than your parents love you. And that's going to sound weird to those of you who are like, but my parents love me a lot. Yeah, mine do too. And yours do as well. Yeah. Your parents are great people. My parents are great people. Those of you who are listening, your parents are great people. But that's their people. God is God. His love is endless. There is nothing you can do to make God love you less. And there is nothing you can do to make God love you more. If you need something, all you have to do is ask. If you are looking for something, all you have to do is ask. And God will provide what you need. It's an important thing, though, what you need. How many things in our lives do we need? How many things in our lives do we want? Think about that. You know, that's, it's pretty heavy to think about the scripture that way. Hmm. What did you think about when you heard it?
I think you hit the nail on the head. I used to work with these two people from a church where they were talking about forgiveness and God's forgiveness for us. And how one person was struggling with it so hard that one of my coworkers was saying, well, you look at Jesus on the cross, and that was the biggest act of forgiveness right there, taking upon our sins onto him and forgiving us right there on the spot. If we're feeling like, you know, well, I can't be forgiven for what I've done, my coworker was saying, how much longer does he have to hang on that cross for you to know that you're forgiven?
Wow.
And that was really, really hard hitting.
Yeah,
just imagining that, because you're like, oh, how could you say that? How could you say, you know, how much longer does he have to hang on the cross? But then you realize that what he did is sufficient enough that you should realize.
Yeah, and what's the song where it's like, I'll never know how much it cost?
Oh, yes.
To see my sins upon that cross.
Yeah. Here I am to worship, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that, yeah, absolutely. It's like, how much more does God need to show you he loves you?
Right. He shouldn't have to.
But that, how many people in this world don't believe in God? How loud is he shouting in their lives? Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, I don't hear him.
Right.
And that's the thing. If you try to turn away from God,
yeah,
he will find you. And he will be shouting in your life one way or another.
Right.
I have definitely experienced that. I don't know about you, but
I've had more whispers, personally, which I thought was cool. Because a couple months ago, I noticed that when I first tried giving up having no music in the car while driving to work. And while I had that music off, I was noticing the times that I'd get distracted and not hear his voice, because people would be, you know, if someone's driving irresponsibly, you know, someone cuts you off, you just go, really?
Yeah.
You know, but when you don't have the music kind of distracting you from all those really things that you say, it starts to become more noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm trying to watch, you know, just little comments like that, I started hearing a little voice saying, give him grace.
Yeah.
It was just a soft, soft voice. I was like, okay. And then the more that I was listening for that voice, the louder it got. But it's one of those things where if you don't listen to it for a while, it gets quieter and quieter and quieter. But when you listen for it, you're more in tune.
Yeah. And for me, in the moments where I feel like God has been shouting at me, it's the times where there has been me trying to make it on my own, for lack of a better term, like without God. Like, I know what's
right,
good for
right,
me.
Right, right.
I also want listeners, I want you guys feedback on our scriptures too. Like, I want to know what that said to you. So again, reach out to us, because I'd love to hear from you guys too. Before I go into the saint of the day, I just wanted to say that we're going to keep doing the scriptures readings of the day and trying to work through it. And we'd love to hear from you guys as well.
If you read a scripture, you know, this week or before our next podcast that really hits you, we'd love to hear about that one too.
Absolutely.
Because that's something we could reflect upon on our next podcast as well.
Yeah.
So just send us, you know, that Bible verse or that scripture passage.
Yeah.
Because you never know. We might share that on the podcast and it might hit a listener that's tuning in and just they could benefit from hearing that.
Absolutely. Or even a saint. Maybe it's the saint that you pray to often. Maybe it's your confirmation saint. Maybe that's who you chose as your saint name. You know, share that with us as well, and why you chose them or why you pray to them on a daily basis or anything like that. Today's saint of the day is Saint Francis of Rome. She was married, had a loving family and a loving marriage, and she felt a serious call to God, and with the permission of her local bishop, way back when, this wasn't like in Harvard, so of course she's St. Francis of Rome, I know, but yeah. I'm just saying, like, this was in a time where you had to ask for permission to start things, and of course, she went to the bishop and said, I really feel called to service the poor, and she actually was able to form an order without taking vows, because she was married, to service the poor. So when her husband actually did pass away, she took vows and became a sister, and this order is devoted to the poor. Mm. And she had many instances of miracles and attributed to her, and in her life and afterwards, that attributed to her becoming a saint and us knowing that she is in heaven. And so it's actually a pretty cool story that she devoted her life to the poor, and you know, with your service project this week and service to the poor and all that. It's just, it's awesome to know, like, these are the characteristics of saints. This is how you become saints. We are all called to be saints, and so this is how you can do that.
And, you know, every now and then I'll see comments on Facebook on different instances where people are like, here's an organization that's trying to help the poor. And there will be, once in a while, you'll see a complaint that says, like I just saw one today where it was like, you know, I've been trying for years and it's still the impoverished are still around. I don't feel like anything's changing. But that kind of reminds me also of the Sea Star story.
Oh, you know, absolutely. Where, yeah, you can make a difference for that one person.
Right. Person seeing this little girl throwing sea stars into the ocean, and he's going, you're not going to save all of them. And she goes, but this one, it matters.
Yeah, I can save this one. And so, yeah, absolutely. Make a difference for that one. Make a difference for that one person. Yeah. Don't look at it as this huge, huge problem. Look at it on a more smaller note of you can help one person today. Yeah. Awesome. So,
segueing into the news of the weird.
Absolutely.
So this one takes a huge step away from what we were just talking about. Do you use on a Google Chrome a lot of extensions?
No.
I use Adblocker. That's really the only extension I use.
Is that an extension? I thought that was just built in.
No, that's a separate extension that you can put on your browser. But there's been some weird ones that I've seen. There's the Ncage extension. And what that does is that basically replaces all the pictures on the website with pictures of Nicolas Cage.
Wait a minute, what?
The Ncage extension. So I was trying to do that once at my last job as a joke, because one of my coworkers was always freaking out whenever her computer goes a little off. So, I was like, well, I'm just going to install this extension.
You made her computer always go to Nicolas Cage?
The pictures all over the browser. It wouldn't allow it to download. So it's like, ah, darn. But I digress. But there's this new extension for Google Chrome, and it is called simply Nope.
Nope.
That's what the extension is called.
And N-O-P-E, nope.
N-O-P-E. Very easy to spell. But what happens is this is, if you have that coworker that's just annoying you all the time, coming over to your cubicle or over to your desk and starting conversations or asking questions, if you have this extension right on your Chrome browser, you click on it, it sends a phone call right to your phone. And so you can use this as a little distraction and go, oh, sorry, I got to take this. You pick it up, and then it tells you over the phone what to do, so it looks like you're actually in an important phone call.
Wow.
And this article that I'm looking at, it gives a transcription of what the phone call says. So it says, on the count of three, put your hand to your mouth as if you're hearing bad news. Wave and point at the phone so you look away.
Wait, something.
And then repeat these words after me in a serious and concerned tone. Yes, of course I can talk now. What's the matter?
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you got to be a good actor.
Oh, yes.
Yes, of course I can talk now. What's the matter?
You sound a little like Antonio Banderas there.
Yes, I can talk right now. What's the matter?
Mademoiselle. Antonio Banderas.
So this is just a way to not interact with your coworkers?
Right. It's a great way to be antisocial.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, and not be distracted at work. See, yeah, I would
You just have to be ready for the questions that come after that.
I would be way more distracted with that. I'd probably be noping myself all the time.
Person comes back, what was that call about? Ring, ring. Oh, sorry. Of course I can talk right now. Wait a minute.
Just had the exact same conversation a couple minutes ago.
I'm having deja vu all over again.
Anyway, that's another awesome podcast with us at Bacon Smiles Ministry. Thank you all for listening. As always, I genuinely appreciate it. We look forward to hearing from you guys on topics or anything. Let us know. Let us know what's going on in your lives. Let us know what we can do for you. And, yeah. What you got?
So feel free to check us out on Facebook, on Twitter. We have a Twitter account, @ Bacon Smiles. But we've been live streaming our last few podcast sessions, and it's kind of fun. We now have a new fancy cable so that you can now hear the music when we're talking.
Yeah, we're hoping, anyway. We're going to have to play it back.
But we're trying to make it so that, you know, we're not grooving here in the studio and everyone's watching feeling like they're missing out on a party.
Yeah.
So check us out on Facebook, Bacon Smiles Ministry. Like us, and then you'll be able to see us when we go live, and then you can check out the podcast the next day when we post it.
Awesome. So thanks again, everybody. Keep smiling, and God bless.